This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We are, give or take, 10 years into those Affordable Care Act marketplaces, the places that were set up under the Affordable Care Act for people to buy subsidized health plans. Almost a decade on, they seem to be working pretty well. A record number of Americans bought plans for this year. That's more than 14 million people, to be precise. And with open enrollment happening right now, that growth is expected to continue, thanks in no small part to the pandemic. From WPLN in Nashville, Blake Farmer reports.
We all started thinking a bit differently about work during the pandemic. Priorities shifted. Many struck out on their own, like 24-year-old Titus Prather, who's ready for a change.
I've been in construction for 4 years now, but I'm actually getting ready to transition to work for myself, so doing some entrepreneurial type of work so I can start building my own construction company.
Prather is hoping to build custom homes here in Nashville, where the housing market's still juiced from the last few years. But to cash in on the local real estate boom, he needs to make sure medical bills don't eat all his profits. I met him after he talked with a health plan navigator about a policy for his growing family.
And I have a baby soon, so just trying to make sure I have everything in order for my family.
Deadlines vary from state to state, but Prather has until January 15th to get all his paperwork in to lock down a subsidized plan. Nearly three-quarters of people who sign up qualify for discounted monthly premiums, which dropped last year to an average of roughly $130 a month. But it's not just the surge in self-employment pushing people to buy these plans. It's also some fear created by COVID.
The pandemic did not discriminate.
Ada Whitfield oversees Obamacare navigators for Get Covered Tennessee. When the Affordable Care Act plans first became available, a lot of young and healthy people didn't think it was worth signing up. This hard-headed bunch even earned the nickname Young Invincibles. But many are feeling a bit less invincible.
For a lot of young people, also seeing other young person going through the pandemic and having COVID and going through the, you know, worst part of it, I think makes them realize, okay, it could be me tomorrow.
And there's yet another factor at play this year, making analysts think numbers on the ACA exchange will continue to climb. There's been a tweak in the regulations. Cynthia Cox from the Kaiser Family Foundation describes it as the family fix.
Basically, there had been some people, mostly spouses and children of people who had employer coverage, who had been blocked from being able to get subsidies.
If your spouse had a job that offered insurance for the whole family, even if it was expensive, you couldn't get the big discounts. Now that's changed, and estimates are another million people may come into the market for just this reason. Cox has been studying the Obamacare individual market since its inception. It got off to a rocky start.
Definitely in the first couple of years of these markets being open, there was a lot of volatility.
She says there were several reasons for that.
Premiums went up a lot. Insurers were, you know, exiting the market. There were some counties in the U.S. where it wasn't even clear if there was going to be a single insurer offering this coverage. But that all has passed.
And the more entrepreneurs or young healthy people or families on the marketplace, Cox says, the more stable it will become long into the future. In Nashville, I'm Blake Farmer for Marketplace.